With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Farmers across the West have a unique issue to deal with this year, and it's not being talked about a great deal. There's currently a worker shortage, and it's an issue that's caused disruptions among many, if not most, farms. The problem has actually been lingering for several years, but in light of the current administration crackdown on undocumented workers, the problem of shortages of workers has been magnified. Maddie Clark is with the Policy Center and says over 96% of farms experienced a labor disruption of some kind in the last year. And she notes over 53% of farmers reported some type of damage due to a disruption.
And only 17% of the farms actually lost a crop in the field. The other responses were economic damage due to quality loss. Most farmers experience that type of loss, economic loss.
And Clark says coastal states are in a similar situation due to the labor-intensive crops that are grown. So what can be done? She says there are two key issues that have to be addressed. The first, mechanization in the fields.
Then the second thing is trying to smooth access for the H-2A temporary worker visas. So making that work easier because it has a lot of red tape and bureaucratic problems that delay getting the workers to the field.
Dairy farmers have also been complaining about the lack of available workers on hand.
Thanks for listening to today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.